Well, we're more than halfway through December. The holidays are in full effect. And for many people, the holidays are not complete without bubbles. Lots of bubbles. The kind found in a glass. Especially champagne. Now, I'm no expert, but I do know that while all champagnes are sparkling, not all sparkling wines are champagne. So what's the difference? Does it really matter? Here to help us sort out the mysteries and put our best foot forward when picking special wines for the holiday season is Callie Crossley, wine enthusiast and lover of all things grape. She joins us from the studios at Harvard University in Cambridge. Hi, Callie. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm great now that I have you to help us with this important project.
I'm just bubbling
over. Exactly. Now, let's start with the basics. What's the difference between champagne and any sparkling wine?
Well, champagne is made in a specific region of France, and they have the total legal name. So anything other outside of France in the Champagne region is referred to as a sparkling wine.
Now, let's decode the rest of what's on these labels, shall we? Demi and du sec. What does that mean?
Demi means that it's pretty sweet. Du is really sweet. And really, most champagne is brut, B-R-U-T. And if it's extra brut, that means it's extra dry.
Now, I know a lot of people probably know some of these labels like Dom Perignon or, what is it, Tattinger? Something like that. Some of these labels. So tell me about these big labels that a lot of people know. Does it really matter?
Yes, because when you're looking at a vintage, a premium vintage champagne like a Dom Perignon, what you're paying for is the loving care that's been put into this fermentation, the getting the finest, finest bubbles, which is an indication of a very fine premium vintage champagne, and the fact that it's done in the bottle. A lot of fermentation is done in tanks and then put in the bottles, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But when you want the premium, the best, the yummiest, you want something like a Dom Perignon. That's why you're paying $200 a bottle.
Now, do most people buy champagne or sparkling wine to pair with food, or is it mainly for sipping? But if you do want to serve it with food, what foods do you think you'd enjoy most with it?
Well, here, this is, to me, the greatest bargain for sparkling wines and champagne, and that is that it goes with everything. You could start with the caviar, appetizers, and go all the way through to dessert. And it's just something about the bubbles and the clean taste of it that just acts as a palate cleanser. There are some, I just read about a famous chef who said that he would not pair champagne with chocolate. Now, I know everybody
he's
likes
a fool.
It with chocolate. So I guess he's particularly picky. I don't know.
He must not ever go out on a date.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Now, so you're saying, speaking of something that's good value, I'm not trying to go broke. I'm not trying to go broke this holiday season.
Yeah,
so hopefully you've got some things for us to try that will still allow us to, pay the mortgage at the end of the month and pay all those other Christmas bills, yes?
You're absolutely right. And good sparklings are just along every price point. And some of them are just downright cheap. For me, that's just, $10 to $15 a bottle. Like a Gruet from New Mexico, which is my favorite right now.
From New Mexico? That seems like an odd place for a
wine. And it usually averages about... I know, but you know what? The father of the winemaker today, the guy who started the vineyard there, made champagne in France and came to the United States looking for a place to make champagne and went to California because that's what everybody told him to go. And then he thought, I don't like it here. I think New Mexico has a better climate and better soil to really make a good sparkling. And so he would know he came from the Champagne region. And in fact, his stuff is great.
All right, here we are. We've got three bottles that you've selected for us to try. Do you have any tips on opening the bottle so that it doesn't, at these prices, we don't want it all over the floor. So can you help us?
Absolutely. What you want to do is remember to twist the bottle, not the cork. And when you do that, you should get a very soft pop, and all your bubbles will stay in the bottle and not on the floor.
Okay, well, here, let's have a little bit of a pour. Now, you've talked to us about savoring the aroma first.
Yes, you recommend that? Look at the wine first. Look at the color and just observe it in the glass. Look at the bubbles in this case because you've got bubbles to look at, which is fabulous. And then you want to smell it first.
Okay.
Just really get a good whiff. Put your nose right
in it. Can't really see the bubbles in my plastic cup, Callie, but I'll just try.
Okay, well, trust me, they're there.
NPR doesn't really hold in a big stock of champagne glasses, but we'll do our best. Okay, here, have a little sip.
Okay.
Mmm.
Isn't that good?
Very
so
nice.
So it's kind of green apple-y a little bit, a little grapefruity, maybe a touch of vanilla. And if not, if you're not getting any of that, it's just good, isn't it?
It is kind of yummy. It is kind of yummy. And I think at that price, you don't mind serving it. You know, it's something that you wouldn't mind bringing out with the buffalo wings or something for.
And it goes well with buffalo wings, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
It will be delightful.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've got something from California for us to try.
My friend from California introduced me to Gloria Farrar Sonoma Brut. And this is a sparkling that's even cheaper than Gruet, believe it or not. It usually averages about $12.99 a bottle. You might be able to get it cheaper on
sale. We
did,
and, but I digress.
I said to her, really? This is good. She said, try this. And I love it.
Okay, let's have a little pour. Now, the bubbles are... Now, maybe it's just the way we poured it. I don't know. But the bubbles are more... I don't know what's the word I'm looking for. Stiffer? More, does that matter? Do you care?
The tinier the bubble, the finer the sparkling wine or champagne.
Well, these aren't tiny.
Okay, so that's okay.
I don't feel cheated.
They're sparkling. You
know, for $8.99, I don't feel cheated.
There you go.
It's interesting.
Isn't it tasty?
It is tasty. It's got a, what's the word I'm looking for here? It's a stronger taste.
Is it more acidic to you?
More acidic to me,
And remember, this is all personal taste. And
Arjun, why don't you try the Gruet? Arjun Hutchins is here. My producer, Arjun Hutchins, is here. He's helping with this array of bottles. I wanted to get a second opinion from him. The Gruet, what do you think about that?
It's delicious. Actually, I'm surprised.
Isn't it good?
Yeah, New Mexico is trying to make a what we call a come up.
Listen, trust the wine enthusiast.
That's right. Wine savvy, not wine snobby. That's what we're
That's
doing
exactly
here.
Right.
Okay,
That's
we've
right.
got one true champagne that we'll be tasting today. What did you choose for us, Callie?
Nicolas Fouillat is, and it's a French. Obviously, it's French because it's from the Champagne region of France. And
okay, let's try. It is pretty.
It's pretty, like a light pale color.
I like the aroma, kind of. I like the light fruity aromas.
Some people feel that it has even a better finish than the Gruet. It has a good citrus flavor. Here's what the big wine experts will tell you is that what you will get from champagne is a kind of baked bread toastiness. There is yeast put back into wine on the second fermentation when you're making a sparkling or a champagne. And so those that are more refined, the champagnes and the premium vintage champagnes, sort of bring out that breadiness.
Hmm. So, Callie, if you've been a very good girl this year, what would you most like Santa to bring you in a bottle?
So on the sparkling side, I would say Gruet because I love it. And I'll drink the Gruet Brut or the Gruet Brut Rosé. I love both of them. If it's on the champagne side, my very favorite is Gose. Now, that's $50 to $60 a bottle. And I'm not going to ask Santa to go premium vintage. I'll just stick with the vintage.
Because you haven't been that good?
No.
Because you know your friends.
So. I know my friends.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Callie Crossley is a writer and wine enthusiast. She joined us from the studios at Harvard University in Cambridge. Thank you so much for joining us, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in the winter wonderland. Gonna